The next item on the agenda is the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on the Ambulatory Surgery Center Association PAC, ASCAPAC. I like the sound of that, A17-08.
Good morning, Chair. And staff is coming up here. They had a question that came up at the prior to the meeting that they were reviewing. Okay. But I can go ahead and give the intro until
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Orak.
Absolutely. Good morning, Commissioners. Before you is the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on ASCAPAC, the Ambulatory Surgery Center Association PAC. There are five findings outlined in this report. Finding one is misstatement of financial activity. Finding two is receipt of prohibited contributions. Finding three is record keeping for receipts. Finding four is disclosure of receipts. Finding five is untimely deposit of receipts. And as always, we're available to answer any questions that you may have. And additionally, we're just waiting for one other individual who was researching something, and she'll be here momentarily. But if we have questions, we certainly can entertain those as of this point.
Okay. Are there any questions, Mr. Vice Chairman?
Yes. Thank you, Madam Chair. So my staff has been in contact with members of the audit staff about it's finding two. And it was mainly just a little bit of clarification I needed. This is the finding regarding receipt of prohibited contributions. And on page 11, under the heading of contributions categorized as permissible, I was having a little bit of a difficult time just following. There's a lot of numbers being floated around, and I wasn't sure which numbers fit into which categories, because at the very beginning it talks about ASCAPAC stating that contributions totaling $43,121 were permissible, and then it breaks that down into, I guess, $37,000 and change, $5,500. And then we have another paragraph where we break down the numbers further, and I was just having a little bit of difficulty following.
Absolutely, and I would just want to highlight as well, sir, that on page 11 that you're referring to, that's the actual draft final audit report, which was actually submitted to ASCAPAC on April 15th, 2019.
Okay.
So it's in the memo itself that we break down some of those items that you had questions about.
And could I just ask a point of clarification? It was my understanding that some of the usually when we adopt an audit division recommendation memorandum and there's a draft draft final audit report attached to it, that becomes the proposed final audit report and ultimately the final audit report in our cumbersome process. But it's my understanding that there was further information that was provided by the committee after the drafting of this report. So I think some of the numbers are going to change by the time we get to the final.
That's what's outlined in the actual ADRM as per Directive 70. So that's outlined in pages 1 through 4 as per our process. Correct.
So maybe I could ask
Ms. Rominski?
Yes. If you could kind of walk us through the numbers that pertain to the finding number two and the.
Absolutely.
And just to make sure that we're, you know, all clear on, I just want to make sure that I understand the numbers as presented by the committee that's being audited, what the auditor's determinations were with respect to those amounts, just to make sure that I'm crystal clear before voting on this.
Okay. So on page 11, section D, that number, that first number for the contributions categorized as permissible, the $43,121, that was the amount that the committee stated in their narrative that was permissible. And then they further broke that down to $37,621 from eligible, what they called eligible LLCs with a corporate partner, and which they stated correctly is allowable as long as no part of the contribution is attributed to the corporation. And then the other $5,500 were received from LLC partnerships that had no corporate partner. When audit then looked at the documentation provided, There was only $26,649 documented in that category. The committee actually submitted a PDF titled Eligible Corporate Contributions. So of that $26,649, $16,074 were from LLCs that were owned by another LLC and or a corporate partner. And we had no documentation submitted showing the tax status of the LLC partners or any documentation that showed that the contribution was not in any part made by the corporate partner. And then 500 of that was from one LLP that was owned by two corporate partners. It's entirely from corporate entities and therefore impermissible. $1,500 was from an LLC that elected to be taxed as a partnership of the IRS. But since the documentation provided stated that the partners didn't know that the contribution had been made in their name, that stays impermissible. And then the remaining $8,575, the audit staff found that that was indeed permissible.
So with respect to the 16,074 number, those potentially could have been permissible, but there was no information provided indicating that the allocation of, as between the partners was in such a way that none of the corporate partners were making a contribution.
Correct.
So they... Okay, so they could have potentially been permissible, but they just didn't give you the information in order to allow you to make that conclusion.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Madam Chair, with that clarification, and thank you again for, I know that you've been speaking with my staff offline in an effort to try to get to the bottom of this as well, and certainly appreciate all your efforts and the helpfulness that you've provided. So I think that satisfies my questions. Happy to make a motion at the appropriate time.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions, comments, concerns? I had already voted in favor of this, so... My concerns have been addressed. I think it sounds like we are indeed ready for a motion. Mr. Vice Chair.
All right. Thank you, Madam Chair. In our consideration of Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on the Ambulatory Surgery Center Association PAC, which we've been referring to as ASCAPAC, which is A17-08, I move approval of agenda document number 19-34-A.
The Vice Chairman has moved approval of Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on the Ambulatory Surgery Center Association PAC, ASCAPAC, A17-08, as set forth in agenda document number 19-34A. Is there any discussion on the motion? If not, I will call the question. All in favor say aye.
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 And the motion carries unanimously. Thank you.